Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. Yes, what's good, beautiful people. Thank you once again for choosing to wake up with love this morning. I promise you the world thanks you for that courageous step. And I'm so glad you're here with us this morning as we explore a new face of the courageous heart, which is the Beast of Peace. And before we start, I want to introduce my infinite co-host today, Truth Eye. He is a holy man of hip-hop, a holder of ceremony. I've seen this man show up in so many beautiful ways for so many beautiful things. And I just feel so excited to be able to share this conversation with him this moment and this morning in service of everything that's possible in the world right now. So welcome to Wake Up With Love, Truth Eye.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor, brother. It's an honor. I look forward to it. And before we start, if you could just say a quick blessing on the space. I would like to start it, Truth Eye, and if you feel moved, if you would finish it, and if you're called to, and then I want to ask the people listening to understand that we are creating container together. As you're paying attention with your listening, therefore you are within the circle, and therefore your voice matters. And so we celebrate all the names in which God is called and celebrated. And so at the end, when we close, if you want to just speak the words that resonate on your heart and help us solidify the container of love by sending our ancestors and everyone holding this moment in time for clarity. And so that's my greatest intention, that we may see ourselves clear here. We may feel welcomed here. We may quiet the noise here. We may realize there's more, like have truths rise in us with clarity, and that we leave here and that our day is better off because we were here, that we're more ripe and ready to be the blessing we were born to be in the world. So that's my greatest prayer, my greatest intention for everyone here today. So in all the names you are celebrating and praised, I say, so mote it be, so mote it be. So we're having a little technical difficulties with our homeboy, where my man Truth Eye, but he should be back in a moment. When he does, we'll jump into it. Folks, today we're going to talk about a beast for peace. And I want to just like kind of wrap a little bit on what that is. And it came to me is that like the individual that is committed to peace, that's committed to love, that's committed to compassion, has to practice and train twice as hard as the one that's committed to war. And once again, I preface everything I say on the show is we're not looking for the singular truth. We're just sharing ideas because truth bounces off of each one of our hearts in a different way. If you can rally around the idea that we're stronger together, that we're one large human race family, and that we would like to see Mama Earth and everyone on her in good health, then we can resonate and cipher around that one idea and then still allow all the other aspects of us that may have disagreements or maybe align to exist as they are. So no singular truth, just exploration here happening and empowering the courageous heart, you know, finding courage around our heart. So my idea is the Beast of Peace has to train twice as hard because in times of war and chaos, the warrior gets to feed on the chaos. They get to feed on the fear, the anger, the revenge, the despair, like all of those things. They embolden and they take it in and it makes them even that much more present in the moment. But the one that's committed to peace, committed to sovereignty, committed to love, they have to actually be willing to find the eye of that storm, to not get dragged into that storm, and to find a place where they can exist in peace and in love within that. And so So Truth, I have you here, but there's a bouncing happening on your line.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but there's another noise I can hear too. You want to try to hang up and call one more time in?
Sure.
So that's our exploration today. As always, this is a radio show because you can call in. You can call in and give me your thoughts. Give me your idea around this subject. What you're feeling. My only request is that you keep it positive. You keep it to the realm of what's possible. Like when we see breakdown, there's an opportunity to focus on what that breakdown makes it possible. What's the lesson that can be learned? What can empower us? What can make us stronger leading forward? And these are kind of the focus of this time. So if you want to call in, please do so and share your thoughts in that form. All right, Truth, are you with us?
I'm back.
Beautiful. Oh, and you're clear too. Amazing. So, yeah, I was just telling the people about this idea of Beast for Peace and this idea of the need to train twice as hard as the one as the warrior, because we have to find the way to keep the peace in the middle of the chaos, keep the compassion in the middle of the hate and the revenge, you know? All those things that want to bring us into it, we have to find a way to stand strong in love. And so I want to break this down with you because I see you as with a deep art, a deep practice, and something I deeply admire because it's one of those areas where I would love to build more consistency in my intimate practice with self and not wait on other people, you know, to have to be present with me for me to like get lost in my love of the embodiment arts. So yeah, let's just riff it off. What do you hear when you hear Beast of Peace?
Oh man. Honestly, I thought of a rhyme I wrote about 20 years ago and that's where it took me first. You know, just,
do you remember it?
Really?
Do you remember the part of the rhyme?
Yeah, sure do. Well, actually, I remember the whole rhyme. I don't remember my rhymes from, like, in the middle or at the end, but I remember them from the beginning.
Wow. Okay.
So, you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear the part of it. Yeah, give me the piece to piece.
Before I say it, I'll just, you know, follow the riff of... And just share what was the second thing. First thing I thought was like, oh, that's this rhyme. And then second was like, oh, yeah, you know, training twice as hard for peace is the way it is because reactivity is the easy way. And the training for peace is long hours of learning how to cultivate stillness and how to transform the impulses that we have, you know, to react to something in the moment and learning how to just lengthen that period of reactivity so that it's not a reaction. It's actually a conscious response where we're, you know, in a short window of time, you know, as a martial artist, you know, in a short window of time, you're assessing a situation, even if that's having a punch thrown at you, and you're able to assess it quickly enough and then respond to it in a way that upholds the code, you know, which is not necessarily to attack someone, but to defend and, you know, keep safe and render that attack, you know, useless. So that's what I thought of, like training for peace is, you know, I thought of meditation. I thought of holding postures until the body is burning and crying out for a reaction and to make the, you know, the burning of your legs from holding a stance or your arms and your neck from holding your arms up or your back from sitting and breathing, you know, learning how to breathe and just accept what's happening. That's, you know, for me, the way that I've trained to be able to stand in a more peaceful place for a longer period of
time. Wow.
You know, and of course,
Chintai, you just blew. Yes. So this is the moment where, like, I just understand how I can relate to the uncomfortability now, you know, because sometimes I'm like in these postures and I'm doing it for like muscle for toning, you know, I'm thinking of it not as a strength thing. And sometimes I find where if the payoff isn't larger than the call for action, then my desire to relax wins, you know. But what I'm hearing and what you're saying is that if you're actually sitting in a posture and your body, the response is your body is saying to move, but you treat that response as a reaction and you keep on trying to relax into it and breathe into
right.
it, you find a greater space of not reactivity until you make the choice that it's time to come out. Wow, what a powerful intention to hold and bring into my practice from
what really
from this point forward.
Just to add on.
Yeah,
just to add on is like the body will let you know what level of resistance is present in that place. And as we, it's like one part willpower, but a greater part surrender and being able to, you know, if let's say you're standing with your arms held out like you're hugging a tree and you're holding that posture for 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, whatever it is, somewhere for all of us, there's going to be a point where the muscular tension is going to begin to increase, like we're going to feel the muscle contract. And it's at that moment where our mind starts to react to it. And the monkey mind is like, oh, man, I can't do it. Holy cow, that hurts so much. Ow, is it, you know, like this is a monologue I've heard in my own mind in these moments. And it's like, I got to put my arms down. I can't do it. Maybe I can do it for 10 more seconds, maybe 30, you know, whatever it is. And then being able to breathe deeper and find a way to let go in that situation. And what happens is that literally the muscle that's over contracting finds a way to actually release some of its contraction, and that pain and that tension suddenly disappears. And underneath that is like, it's what can only be experienced. It can never be taught or taught. You know, I could never tell you, hey, when you start to feel the chi flow inside of you, this is what it feels like. Like, I could share what it feels like for me, and you could hear me and go, oh, that sounds cool. But until you actually feel it for yourself and have your own physical experience of that, and you're able to witness it for yourself, and, you know, for me, that's like, in the Tao Te Ching, there's basically a saying that says, the Tao that can be spoken is not the eternal Tao. So what that means to me is that, you know, again, I could tell you all day what an experience is like, but until you know it for yourself beyond the spoken, you know, you won't really know. And once you have that, makes a lot more sense. You know, I could say, bro, it's like a full body orgasm.
Yeah.
It starts rocketing through you, and you're like, whoa, how many layers of being am I? And then you, like, yo, like, I was like rock solid to the earth, but, you know, I was connected to the sun and the cosmos, and that's, you know, I don't even know.
You're, I'm losing you a little bit on my end here.
Okay.
I'm losing a little bit of the clarity of your voice, of your connection. Do you have a strong connection? And as you're there, there's just so many levels in which I'm just hearing you. One, I just love this idea, and I think it's a constant through the Courageous Heart Weeks, and that is that, you know, there's a grace and a peace that exists outside of your comfort zone. when you're willing to explore the areas that make you uncomfortable, that make you want to turn back. And I love it that you incorporate that in the physical form, just holding a position for a time and breathing in and seeing how relaxed you can become. And the shift that happens, I find it the same way in life, where you lean into those areas and you just breathe in and you try to find a way to just be with what is, sometimes not trying to change it or make it better or fix it, but just feeling what is actually here that is creating all of this experience that I've been trying to move away from. And then when we do that, I find that people really find this amazing lean in to that, to a new world opens up that didn't even know was possible before. Are you back with me? So, and and the second one with the arts, I love that you brought up the martial arts and like that ability to be with that punch, you know? And instead of reacting like fist is coming, but be able to choose to act from nothing. I love to think of creation is from nothingness into something. And so it's just like, how do we find that empty space to come truthfully forward, no matter the outside stimuli? And even honoring that, like, a lot of times people think martial art is about fighting, but that there's so many martial artists that it's not even martial to them. That's why I call it the embodiment arts, that it's more about finding a safe place to mess with your edges in a way that keeps you more able to keep peace when chaos arises. And so many of us, and I know you've spoken this, that like it's highly unlikely that you will ever use the force that you have trained yourself to have. But then in the same way, I see you, and it's like you're using it every day in the way you carry yourself. So I think that's just a beautiful description, and I would love to see more and more people exploring the power that is in the arts outside of that idea of, like, fighting. And,
Well, you know, it's with Qigong, which has been personal practice of mine for nearly every day for about 16 years. And a little less frequently for 2 or 3 years before that. Certainly, you know, as I've gotten older, I've also been super grateful for how the practice of Qigong is essentially a path towards aging gracefully in the body, towards remaining strong and flexible, and, you know, being able to resolve blockages in our energy flow that then materialize into organ imbalance or, you know, physical symptoms. In theory, basically the underlying issue happens energetically before. So that in practicing and increasing sensitivity and body awareness, you know, is really just learning how to listen and better to what's going on inside and to be able to hear or feel or sense when there is some kind of a blockage that needs addressing. And, you know, then traditionally that could be done through herbs and diet and acupuncture and, you know, moving towards balance, you know, the notion that the body is always moving towards balance if we just let it, you know, where we our body can know homeostasis.
That homeostasis, man, what a powerful, let's talk about that. Let's hover on that for a moment. Because I feel like we, in theory, we know what homeostasis is, you know, but I feel like it's actually a really rich experience that I feel like a lot of times our Western culture, it's almost like counterculture, I would say, to like be in a state of homeostasis as a human being. So what is, would you just open that up a little bit, unpack that a touch?
Man, you know, I think you're so right. Western culture really knows nothing of homeostasis. You know, the impulse is to consume, and I guess some of the unconscious drive of people, in my observation, tend to be enabled by culture and its habits of consumption and its laziness to move towards that which is comfortable and convenient. And in our human body, as a microcosm, you know, the notion of homeostasis is a state of balance and optimal wellness in wherever we're at. You know, like it's always relative. You wouldn't expect a 90-year-old to be able to say again.
You broke up a little bit. You said peace. You said peace and wellness. Is that the word you use?
Did you hear what I said about convenience, Western culture?
Yeah.
And
Yes. When you said like
homeostasis.
Peace and wellness.
Yeah, homeostasis would be the tendency to move towards balance because of one's awareness of where one is at, to run like a 22-year-old. You know, you wouldn't expect that 90-year-old to be able to lift a massive amount of weight. So homeostasis and what that person is reasonably capable of in a healthy and balanced way is different for wherever we're at in our lives. But homeostasis is supported by all the things that I listed, you know, diet and our knowledge of herbs, practices of fasting, you know, essentially knowing when it's our time to just drink water all day and let our body reset, you know, maybe put a little lemon juice in there, versus when it's time to feast all day and, you know, really take in the calories and take in the proteins and fats, you know, just to create a little bit of a dichotomy. And our days are always going to be somewhere in between fasting and feasting. And the more aware we are of our balance and our body is asking for on a daily basis, the more we can choose to support it through various things. Homeostasis is like providing the way for, I think, on a cellular level, our cells to carry out their functions in the best way. Most efficient, best in the body, I think, translates to efficient. Like we wouldn't expend too much energy to do something, and you know, if we're not able to expend enough energy, then that tends to be an indication. Like if we have low energy levels, right? If we're lethargic, then chances are there's something going on that if we're able to slow down and listen, and then move into what the next is, maybe it's go unplug your phone, unplug your computer, drink a whole bunch of water, don't go eat that processed food snack that you might normally do. You know, it's so many layers, I think, to taken out of our homeostasis, and that has to do with trauma and addiction being a kind of forms on top of trauma, and the addictive patterns are really just ways that we're trying to escape from the uncomfortable feeling that happens when we slow down enough, and we, you know, because if we slow down enough and we stop distracting ourselves, those traumas can come right to the front of our mind. And I think many of us are terrified of that. You know, I've certainly been at points in my life where I've been terrified of feelings and the thoughts that have come forward in moments of stillness that, you know, things that happened or that I blamed myself for, or that I was, you know, told, had a story or whatever. And in being able to let that happen and rely on my practices, because that's what they're there for. I feel like that's why, you know, many of the practices have survived for centuries and millennia through wars and famine and, you know, just everything that a society would see in several thousand years of existence. That's how long these practices have been passed down from teachers to students. And here we are in the modern world, and yoga is really, you know, the tip of the iceberg as far as what was really taught to what it is now. And I think really, fortunately, she has stayed true. Caveat there is that when the communist takeover happened in China, the original traditional medicine was attacked, and you know, there's, they say it's about 90% of the content of the original body of Chinese medicine, about 90% of that pushed away by the communists, and it became TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. And basically what they did is anything metaphysical, they said, nope, it will not survive. And thus, all the masters who had understandings of metaphysical energy, chi, subtle energy, etc., they all had to go underground. Many of them lost their lives. You know, a teacher of mine told us about the Boxer Rebellion, which was like all the masters were communists, and many of them lost their lives. And he said many of the ones that didn't lose their lives was to leave this dimension. They were just like, you know what? It's not worth it. You know, left this dimension.
Well,
and
I'm hearing so much. And like I remember when I went to hypnosis training in my 20s, this guy was hypnotizing me through Thai. And in that process, he was relaxing my body. He was like giving me clues, prompts to like relax my stomach. And I remember my stomach relaxing, and I remember like it blowing my mind, because I was like 20 something years old, and I never realized how tense my stomach was from like the stimuli of living in the Bronx, you know, and like never quite feeling relaxed, like always feeling on edge. And so when I'm hearing you speak of like homeostasis, it just like that flooded like back into my awareness. Like, and then I realized, like, when your stomach is not relaxed, it can't digest food well.
There you go.
It can't do what it's designed to do because it's tight. And so then all these other symptoms can be happening from this out of balance of homeostasis and feeling safe and feeling community and all the things that a human needs to kind of create that eternal state. And yeah, man, I'm just, and there was another one that that slipped my mind right now, but there's just so many thoughts that are just like popping up as we're dancing in this.
I think you nailed it, brother, when you said, you know, you were talking about living in the Bronx and all the stimulus of living in that environment and the honking of cars, the dirty air from existence, the constant bustle of people, the mental state of people around you, many of whom, you know, thinking about like how they're gonna make their ends meet or whatever. It's a state of agitation on a community level that we, as sensitive instruments, you know, our human body being a very sensitive instrument, when that is going on around us, and we have technology that puts a bubble around us and allows us to self-regulate inside of our bubble, we can't help but be drawn into a state of imbalance. And specifically, I was going to say, with digestion and the stomach, in the Taoist system and the Chinese medicine system, the spleen and stomach are seen as storehouse of anxiety and worry and excessive thought and rumination. So, you know, I think it's like that's really on point right there, a great illustration of exactly what happens or what can happen as we move towards the imbalance. Now, someone who maybe sense that their digestion is off, and then they keep doing what they've been doing. They don't shift. They don't even go to the park and walk, sit, drink more water or whatever. And then that homeostasis is thrown off even more, and the pattern of dysregulation then becomes further ingrained, and it becomes more symptomatic, more expressed in the physical body.
Yes. You know? Well, I would love to, as we're moving closer to the end today, I'd love to be able to take some of this theory and wrap it in practicality, you know, for people. Some people may be hearing of some of these things for the first time. Some people may already be deep in this work. But I'd love if you could start ruminating in the background for me for a moment of like three simple things. Like if someone's listening to this and they're encouraged by maybe noticing the absence of homeostasis or feeling like they want to deepen their experience of homeostasis, if you could just start pondering what might be three things that you would advise people that they could just start doing today, adding into their lives. And you don't have to answer it now, but maybe that'll be just a final question to wrap up today.
Yep.
So, well, yeah, man, like this is, and then once again, we go back to the beast of peace. The beast of peace to me is like the one that could walk through the city and not get like wrapped up in the lights or be able to differentiate between somebody else's energy body or theirs, or like somebody, like people are so pressurized, so they're reacting and releasing all of this experience, you know, sometimes in many forms. And so the ability to stay calm and not get stuck into somebody else's experience. And it's such a powerful state. And what I realize is like, when you do this work, you actually begin to feel other people that are other lighthouses that are walking in their own like homeostasis bubble as well. Like you begin to like bind to each other almost. Like if you can eat the most delicious food, highly nutrient food, but if your body is deficient in working properly, it may not be able to break down and pull the good food, the good nutrients out, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what happens sometimes in, as people in community, that we could have all of this goodness, but then we walk into the culture and the culture doesn't have the elements to embrace that. And so people can feel alone or, you know, detached from, because they want to walk counterculture, but that the more courageous hearts we have out there walking this walk, even without speaking, we begin to create these like safety points where we just even look at each other, or like another embodiment artist, I can see the way they're walking with a certain level of intention. And I'm like, that person is training, you know, or I see a person like with a slight smile or like a peace serenity on their face in the room of a chaotic room. And I'm like, wow, that person is doing something. And you almost begin to, this is a fresh thought. So I don't have it all the way fine tuned yet, but that idea of like binding agents and like almost like creating life rafts with one another, other people that are doing the work. Mm. What do you hear in that?
You know, I fully agree, and I feel like I've probably had many more experiences after, you know, having taken the time to reset myself, you know, whether it's just sitting and being for a few minutes in the morning, cumulative effect of doing that regularly for days or weeks or months or years. But that, I guess, the receptivity to synchronicity, you know, to kind of finding oneself in the right place at the right time more frequently, where one can connect with others that have kind of been doing a similar thing, you know, doing some level of inner work. And, you know, then it's kind of like, you know, the attractive force of those charged particles, they get pulled together and they create a molecule. And, you know, I think,
I love it. Thank you, man. Thank you for wrapping that up for me. Because I left it a little open there and I could feel it. But it's turning on me like there's like something beautiful that I see there, like when you're cultivating it, you know, like you actually become a safe space in the storm. Like you become a safe ecosystem. And so you have other people. And like, you know, and that's why I say you never know how big a smile goes. Like someone that can like stay calm. I remember like times when like someone's like flipping out because they're just like on overwhelm. And then like you stay calm because you know it's not about you. And then because you don't join them, they don't have to take on yours as well. And then they're looking at you and then they like relax in your presence. Like you just become this port in the storm all of a sudden, and vice versa. And there's just something so rich about, I feel like these times are just making so present the two worlds that are coexisting at the same time.
Man,
the old and
maybe
the new.
More than two.
What's up?
I said maybe more than two.
Yes, exactly.
Like
simplification for the multitude of worlds that are
closer
existing. infinite.
Yep. Eight billion versions of Earth, all existing, you know, stacked on top of each other, and that's what we call our day to day modern world.
Oh my God. Well, listen, as time is flowing here, I'm really excited to play your song today, and I want to put a little thing to it. I know you're releasing the video and the song soon. Is that correct?
Yeah,
people.
It feels really relevant to take this project and really like. Such a long process how we got to this moment. One of those things that really scrambles when I try and think about challenges.
You're breaking up again. The connection is once again, and your words are so juicy, Truthai. Last time, though, it was blurry on my end, but people were hearing it pretty clear, so I'm hoping that's what's going down this time. But just in case, if there's any
Can you hear me?
No, you're still breaking up.
Okay, I'll come back.
Okay, keep on walking around. I'll keep on talking a little bit, and at least my witnessing of it. And we also have someone on the line here, the 708 number, 708-475. I'm going to unmute you now. Maybe you have something to say before we move on further. Truthai, all right? You're live on the line, 708. Are you there with us?
Hello.
All right, Truthai?
I'm back.
Beautiful. Oh, you sound better. And then there's someone else here that's calling through, 708. Are you here with us? There's another number that I see often, but I really haven't called through. But Truthai, where you were gone, I was just saying that, you know, as a holy man of hip hop, I remember you played this song for me, and when you were still working on it, and I felt honored to be in that intimate space. of creation. Mm-hmm. And then I remember being like, oh shit, I need to be able to like bump to this in my car. You mm-hmm. know, like I felt like this desire to like be surrounded by it. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, man, like I need to take a class on this song. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. the beautiful thing about your hip hop is like, you could like, you literally just like, cause there's so many nuggets and teachings and love bombs wrapped mm-hmm. up in it that like a lot of times in life, in this culture, we get things that are like instantly gratifying, you know, but they end up being empty maybe in a way once yep. you look deeper. And I feel like one of the things I love about this song and why I'm so happy to play it here today is that I feel like on the first level, it's just dope, but like you can study it, you know, and like mm-hmm. listen it. And I really, really appreciate that about your art. And the spirit mm. and the soul that you put into it. And if it works for you, I would like to just like give it to the people. How's
Absolutely.
That sound?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go, people. This is iStar. Oh, we didn't even. Yeah, so Truth Eye with iStar. This is some of their newest music coming out soon. The song is called Cycles. Hope you enjoy.
I went blind and turned to stone. Heart erupted, lava was blood that burned the bone. Marrow washing, brain cleansing. Pain of the earth venting, toxins avenging. Return home, the chapter's ending. Hot tubes blending like a tribal wedding. Family extended, cracked the line through the setting sun. Everyone attending brought their gifts and a drum. Now we getting young enough to do the renaissance. I tend to stomp my feet when I dance with muses. Flapping my wings, I know we fly when the phoenix chooses. Casting off chains to keep us burning down. Possessions blazing, message in the smoke. Been lost in the tempest raging. It's certain now, worth every session that we went through. Projecting our intentions and reciting back prayers for peace, steady as a diamond back. Approaching fast through an open window. Rest assured, whatever doesn't fit, we'll send it back. Plain and simple, to build on a solid foundation. Using sound vibrations, keeping it square without masons. Without breaking sacred connections to the ancients. As we uphold the bond of all creation, bathe in the golden pond of inner revelation. There is no such thing as separation from the source of love. If you know yourself, you know exactly what I'm speaking of. In my arsenal, I keep a dove and teach a magic trick. Soon, set it free inside the matrix and we'll shatter it with catalytic compounds. Never in my name, they drop the bombs down. I need to calm down, keep focus on the lotus. Let my actions reach beyond the chasm where they preach my scattering slaughter sheep. Nowadays, I find it hard to sleep because I'm always conscious. Open eye in the sky signifies time's upon us. Cycles begin, cycles come to closure. A cycle is a measurement of time until it's over. The sun is in the soul are shining in you. Wheels within wheels, the cycles keep spinning. Cycles begin, cycles come to closure. A cycle is a measurement of time until it's over. The sun is in the soul are shining in you. Wheels within wheels, the cycles keep spinning. Channel was open, I began to transmit. Broken the station after hours, my incantations are handpicked. They say that after flowers comes the fruit. If you don't shoot, you can't miss. Hours of practice in the courtyard, posing like a novelist. Throat toning, honing the potent subsonic hiss. the ripple latitudes, adjusting attitudes of folding college kids and apathetic parasites with hollow ribs. Imperialistic ships run aground in a shallow river. Natives are restless with rainbows, loops and lightning bolts flung in a bottomless quiver. Unsealed traveling envelope, we waiting years to have delivered. Strung tight like the dodecahedral harp, cerebral heart nest, hold the essence of my beetle spark. I'm not a gambling man and I don't need to start, but if I only had a dime for every legal farce, I'd rather be the onstage voice, reading all the parts for the cast of characters, inheriting a golden globe inherently. The awards goes to those who grow abundance in the throes of scarcity. I left my starving frame in the road. The vultures weren't scaring me. They prefer to feed on dying cultures, apparently. There's a veritable feast, enough to go around a number of times to the sound of racist cops melting in their boots. Power of pride as they made their weapons bigger. No hair triggered too quick at the charade part over quicker. Start the parade of unzippered archetypal fashion. Folding along in bliss beside the twisters backspin. Cycles begin, cycles come to closure. A cycle is a measurement of time until it's over. The sun is in the solar, shining in you. Wheels of the wheels, the cycle keeps spinning. Cycles begin, cycles come to closure. A cycle is a measurement of time until it's over. The sun is in the solar, shining in you. Wheels of the wheels, the cycle keeps spinning, spinning. Spread your wings, angel.
Cycles by iStar of Infamous Truth by Rodman. And then, oh man, want to say a special blessing to Brother Nex. He's spinning there, man. Oh my God. Every time I hear it, I hear new things, you know? I get to pay attention to new things. So we're in the final 10 minutes right now. So we're going to have to start moving pretty quickly here because that just got me hyped. And it's a powerful song, and it actually brings me back to a thought that you had earlier about, like, that you remember the beat from 20 years ago, you know? And a rhyme from 20 years ago. And, you know, sometimes you look at people like musicians and they have all of this library of music and they remember it all. And it reminds me of, like, when you're doing what you're meant to be doing in this lifetime, I feel like there's an infinite nature to it. It's like you just become a channel, which is like, it's a tap and it's always flowing. And the more you cultivate it, the more that wants to come through. And, you know, listening to you and, like, even just the breath of that one song, how many words, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many words, like, how, like, that was a book in its own, And so I just want to remind the listeners that, like, you have this in you. It may not be in the form of words, but if there's some form of medicine that's limitless, and when you find it, there's an abundance that washes over you when you realize what you're capable of tapping into and how it will just keep on flowing the more you tend to it and drink from it. So I always want to just tie thoughts of encouragement, because my prayer for humanity is that everybody experiences themselves being the massive blessing they were born to be before their last breath finds them. So I just wanted to say that real quick and the rapid fire. I would love you to just let people really know quickly if you were moved by that song, how they find you, and if you want to give them all that information real quick right now, Truth Hour, before we jump into a couple other things.
Yeah, so real quick, I'd love to just properly acknowledge that song was featuring Silver Moon, my wife, on guitar and vocals. She wrote the song. She wrote the melody. I produced the beat, and then we were so blessed to have Ben Scratching on turntables. We had Kyle Nucelli on bass. We had Kenny Oneself on didgeridoo playing in there, and we had Micah Lee on violin. And then in the video, we are so blessed and honored to be collaborating with Brother Melvin Howell, who is one of the most amazing dancers, break dancers that I've ever come across, and he's featured in our video. The song in this video is and it just
heard community in that, Truth. I like when community comes together to share their gifts, and then you make an orchestra, then you make a symphony. And so that's what we just listened to, like a symphony of gifts coming together to uplift and express. So dope. Thank you for taking the time to acknowledge each one of the pieces so that we can all remember that we're a piece of a larger puzzle here on earth to make music in all forms.
Yep.
And so where can people sign up? Where do they go?
So it's the letter I, comma star. That's the name of our project. There's no space in between the comma and the star. You know, we are somewhat cryptic in not only some of the codes that are stashed in the songs, but, you know, I didn't think about this when we named the band, but when you put a comma name of something, a search engine treats it differently. So it's actually harder to find that sometimes. But our website is iStarVision, that's the letter iStarVision.com. And that's also the YouTube channel where we'll be dropping the music video on Friday. And then we're on social media as iStar on Facebook. It's I, comma, star on Instagram, at iStar Music. But it's a declaration. You know, when people say iStar, they're actually making a declaration. And so, luminosity. And that's, you know, I figure there's been enough use and languaging to get people to play into their small self, and we just chose to approach this in a way that we could empower people just by getting them to say the name of our project.
I love it, and it fits so beautiful with GIAGI, Goodness in Action Global Initiatives, and the idea that we're all stars, and in the sky, there's stars don't fight for shine. Some are bigger, some are smaller, and they're brighter by their closeness and their size. But they all make an orchestra. There's room for all of our gifts, all of our voices, all of our intentions to shine together. You know, there's no limit of room for your star in the world. So I love it. I didn't know that about iStar, that I'm saying a declaration. So I hear it that way from this point forward. And then definitely go to YouTube, y'all, and subscribe to the channel. Put on alerts so that you can be one of the first when they drop it this Friday. And let's jump real quick now into the three things, Truth Eye. What, man, people are like, yo, you know what? I'm hearing you. I want to experience homeostasis. I want to experience being at peace within myself and learning how to do that more often in more environments. You know, what are some simple practical tools that someone can take on and throw into their day today?
Indeed. Well, you know, I just want to, first of all, acknowledge the moment in time where we are. And I know we spent a lot of time talking about practices and martial arts and meditation and all that stuff. But, you know, really to contextualize our acting history and, you know, really as myself, as, you know, presenting in the world as a white guy, and for myself also having had this path of being, you know, I call myself an altar boy in the temple of hip hop, and, you know, that is an acknowledgement that I was welcomed into a culture and into a spiritual system and a culturally expressive system of arts and creativity that has its origins in melanated people in cities really working to set themselves free on a mental, emotional, and spiritual basis. And doing so, they then creating the domino effect to liberate the world. That's really my belief on experiencing about 25 years of discipleship in the temple of hip hop and, you know, being an ally and beyond that, an accomplice for all these years in working for, you know, the end of racism, the end of economic discrimination against communities of color, understanding and unpacking what white supremacy is. And, you know, I have walked in the trenches in many different settings, and you know, that is my continued commitment in this time. And I find that, you know, segue into these three things, you know, it's when it comes down to it, it's so simple. And I would say standing and breathing, or sitting and breathing for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever one can actually, if one has never tried any of this before, setting the cell phone timer 5 minutes and sitting and breathing and choosing to be as aware of our breath as we possibly can, listening to the sounds around us and allowing it to be a singular experience. I am here now. I hear this. I see this. I smell this. But it's all one experience. And just in doing that, we slow down. Our heart rate slows down. Our brain waves begin to change into a more relaxed state. And that sends signals throughout our body to every cell to move in this direction of homeostasis. It brings the parasympathetic nervous system to activate. And that takes us away from fight or flight and into rest and digest and heal. That's the moment where we heal.
I think we're going to, due to time, I think we're going to have to do that one. I think that's going to be the one
that's
today.
That's my number one.
As I'm getting.
My number one.
Yeah, that's the one. You heard it, folks. Rest and digest and heal simply by just taking that time to stop and breathe and be present to all that is as you as a part of it all. Chutai, thank you so much for spending the morning with Wake Up With Love. It's an honor to have you here. We need like a 24-hour talk show so we can just riff and have people come in and just create a cipher of interchange. But I love you so much. Once again, iStar. For those listening, thank you so much for tuning in today. We're also going to be going live at 11 on Instagram on Dapper Love Soul around uniting men from around the world under the banner of love and dapperlovesoul.com if you want more of love and everything that my desire to see people fully embodying their love in the world is about. So I love you so much, and be good. And I hope your world is better off for being with us. Take care, y'all. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.